I guess we always understood there would be no way to escape Super Bowl week without a scandal. Not very beautiful there. And yesterday we got one. Here's Baltimore Ravens star linebacker Ray Lewis responding to accusations that he used an illegal substance found in a deer antler spray to bounce back from an injury this season.
There's never been a question if I've ever even thought about using anything. So to even entertain stupidity like that, tell him to go try to get his story off somebody else.
Okay, Ray, but the banned substance in question, IGF-1, stimulates insulin production and muscle growth and would have helped Ray Lewis with his antlers if he'd had any. But the bigger doping story is in baseball. Alex Rodriguez of the New York Yankees has been implicated as a client of an anti-aging clinic in Miami that may have been a front for sports doping. The clinic, Biogenesis of America, gave a list of names to the Miami New Times, including A-Rod and several other notable baseball stars. It cast doubt on A-Rod's claim that he hasn't used performance-enhancing drugs since 2003 and has denied the current report, as have the other players. Dr. Harvey Shapiro is a physician, TV medical correspondent, and former Olympics doping control officer. He's author of the novel Morphed, which talks about doping in the future. He joins us from San Diego. Dr. Shapiro, welcome.
Hello, John.
So, first of all, what do you make of this story out of Miami? You know, it's hard to evaluate it, but is this a case of technology trying to stay ahead of organized sports?
My first thought, John, is that it's really the same old situation. We keep hearing this again and again and again, and it kind of sounds like the whole Bay Area Balco affair, where there's a connection of a number of athletes to a laboratory. And in this case, it's four or five athletes who all tend to hail from that particular area or have connections to that area. So I think we're looking at the same denials, and ultimately some of them will be proven positive and some of them may get cleared.
Are we looking at a fundamentally different set of substances and modalities for doping?
No. From what I'm able to find out with this, quickly breaking thing. It's the same kinds of drugs and different kinds of cocktails, and with the hope that they won't get picked up. A-Rod already has a history of using these kinds of performance-enhancing drugs, and he's older and being described as being more brittle. So all of these drugs are kind of anti-aging in the sense that they make you feel stronger.
Is there a quality here, and we saw it a little bit in the Ray Lewis story, in that he allegedly used something to recover from an injury. Alex Rodriguez is also recovering from an injury. Is there a gray area in that you can use certain substances in recovery?
Yeah, and that those substances are usually growth factors, and they help you recover, and that becomes a kind of gray area. I mean, you know, where does performance enhancement stop and start? It's gray in the sense you're recovering from an injury and probably don't have it on board when you begin the sport again. It's a gray line there.
And let's talk about the green line for a moment. If you're a talented biochemist, a young individual, maybe struggling in the job market right now, and you think you can concoct a formula to beat the test, is there amazing amounts of money to be made here?
Of course. And the amount of money that we spend trying to detect these drugs compared to the amount of money that's made off of the performance from these players is so small that it's almost laughable. I did a thing where I tracked the money that passed through sports, mainly the Tour de France at that point in time, and it was millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. The amount that they spent on drug detection was small. It's not in your interest. You got a guy that's a star. Everybody's going to turn their TV on to watch it. Do you really want to break them? Hmm. He's your income.
Dr. Harvey Shapiro with an analysis of the economics of sports as well as the biochemistry of trying to beat anti-doping tests. He's a physician, TV medical correspondent, former Olympics doping control officer, author of the novel Morphed, which talks about doping in the future, which looks a lot like the present. Dr. Shapiro, thanks so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.